confession, Brother John.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you.
On these occasions, when I come to speak to you, unseen and unheard, stand around many cells. Many of these cells are drawn to earth with the desire to contact those on earth who are endeavoring to serve and truly be servants of the Most High. These souls sometimes are drawn on these occasions that they might have a little more experience of communication, so that when the time should come, they shall be able, by this experience, to be able to use others on your side of life as instruments. There are many here today who are seeking suitable instruments. Unfortunately, there are very few in your world who are sincerely anxious to be used to do the work. Here and there are souls who are gifted with the power of the Spirit and who are endeavoring to be instruments in the truest sense. But unfortunately, there are insufficient. Our task is so tremendous. So tremendous is our task indeed that we realize the enormity of it. We realize that we can only do a small part, a very small part indeed, of that which we would like and anticipate and hope to do. But nevertheless, we endeavor to the best of our ability, utilizing the instruments that we use to infiltrate through into your world some small part of God's will and plan and purpose. Instruments do not always realize the tremendous responsibilities placed upon them, and unfortunately some are content to work on a plan not far removed from earth, very material in its concept. And this to us is a great disappointment. Mediums who have shown great promise, who could have been used to bring forth great teachings, great philosophy, great spiritual upliftment and guidance, have been content to work on the plane which is so near the earth that it is almost of it. And you receive, as you know only too well, of times in the churches, these mundane messages which, when analyzed, contain nothing of the true value. Of times the mediums themselves, by their very thoughts, attract themselves entities who are content to give forth the messages which are in their essence purely material. We are very disturbed by this, for we feel so many barriers are placed in our way by the very people on earth who should most support us, should most help us. Unfortunately, this is a state of affairs that has continued for a long, long time, and many of the churches that you visit are indeed barren and certainly do not do the work as it should be done. They are content providing they receive sufficient source of income by providing the material messages that the peoples seem to want. Very few are concerned with the truth and the teachings of the Spirit, providing they can fill their church with message seekers and give to them the psychometry readings and all the other aspects which appeal to the mundane and material conceptual aspect of mind. They are content, and yet they are not doing the work of the Spirit. They are pandering to the few. They are pandering to those who only seek material guidance, material messages, which have no importance in spiritual things. This is a source of great distress to us. So many, many churches that could be used for the propagation of the spiritual power and force and energy of life. So many great souls stand around waiting an opportunity to serve that church. And no opportunity is presented to them. The instruments are content to remain on the level whereby they can give forth the mundane instead of the spiritual.
Yes, I appreciate that, Brother John.
Sometimes when you've been to services, to churches, you've felt the influence that's been brought to bear upon you, either by the officers of the church, and often, of course, by the members of the audience, who are restless, who are anxious for the messages, and are not of any desire towards the spiritual. We feel this very keenly. There are times when we are speaking from you, and we sense the restlessness. We sense here and there among the audience the desire for us to finish our message so that they can partake in the message of the personal nature of the mundane. We do not despise this. We realize its importance. We realize that we are indeed endeavoring as best we may to help the individual in regard to the material problems. If it is to be that we can help them in this, we shall, especially if it is good for them and the development of them and their souls in a better sense. But majority of very confused state that exists often at a meeting. The conditions which are oftentimes created are not conducive to the better self, to the work as we would like to do it. This is a source of great sorrow to us.
Yes, I appreciate
it. I do not want you to be disturbed in your mind. If sometimes when you have to take a meeting you feel that the audience is not quite with you, this may be distressing. It is distressing for you as the instrument. But I want you to bear in mind that here and there the message that we give through you does infiltrate into some hearts and does some good. Not all can receive, but those that can receive and do receive and make good use of that which we give them, find a much greater happiness and a much greater peace than those who walk away satisfied with the material message that may have been given them, which sustains them for a short hour, whereas the message of spirit that we give shall sustain them for all the life, all the hours of their life. I am most anxious, child, that you shall not feel disturbed in your mind about your work. I have my own reasons for speaking as I do this morning, knowing that maybe you will play this recording to your friends and it may help them, those instruments particularly who are, as it were, on the threshold of service, who have yet to come up against the many conflicting forces which emanate in every church, good and bad, indifferent. The thing to remember and realize is that the highest possible level of spiritual attainment and achievement and in service must always be striven for. That one must not be content to work on the one level. tragedy of the spiritualist movement, as I see it and know it, is that for so long it has been content with a low order of communication. Here and there there have been great souls who have been used and who have battled against often great odds to present the highest possible aspect of spiritual communication. They have achieved a great deal, and these we honor and regard and respect. But so many mediums who could have been of such great service and could indeed have given forth such joyous tidings to so many and uplifted in consequence vast numbers of people have been content to work on the lower plane, basking in the so-called glory because they have been able to produce, as they say, the kind of messages that the people's require and request, invariably from a very material nature. That work of the spirit is truly spiritual, and oftentimes is rejected in favor of the material message. But I say to you, we have always considered you from purely the spiritual basis. Our work is spiritual, and because it is spiritual, there will be times, child, when you will feel that the atmosphere of the service, strive though you may to uplift it, is not as you would wish it.
Yes,
do not be disturbed by this. Your task is as an instrument to give forth the teachings of the Spirit. Messages that may come and do come are chosen deliberately for that purpose, to suit the individuals concerned. If they are not always on the material strain and level which they desire, that is unfortunate perhaps, but necessary, because we must keep our work on our own level, child.
Yes.
We must not allow ourselves, and you must certainly not allow yourself, to be drawn down to the lower level which some churches and some individuals expect. Keep your work and yourself on the level which you know is essential.
I do try.
I know, child. But to those who are seeking, truly seeking, a message is received, gladly received, and it is indeed often a great help to those who are so distressed in mind and in body. For ours is a truth universal for the mind and the body and the spirit, if it will be accepted. We can cure many things, and we can rejuvenate many peoples if they themselves will be partakers of that which we share with them. But there are those who will turn their back upon us. But do not despair because of this, child. You are chosen as an instrument of God's will and purpose to do His work, and that is sufficient to know that we shall do it always the best of our ability.
Yes, thank you.
Bless you, child.
Oh, bless you, dear. Thank you so much.
Is he well to me?
Yes.
I think he had a reason for talking like that, don't you?
I'm sure of it, Mickey.
Sometimes you come up against people who are very sort of, well, material, don't you?
Mm. Too many of them, unfortunately.
You are very fortunate, you know, to have such a great soul to come to you to help you.
I do.
He is indeed a wonderful person, and he works with you in complete harmony, in complete understanding, and complete love. There is such a wonderful atmosphere when he comes to you, child.
Yes.
And though there are those in your world who perhaps are not ready to receive, as he's telling you, don't despair. You are doing a great spiritual work, and that is your task. Do not be bitter, you know. If sometimes people but deliver the messages. The messages, when necessary, are given to you to deliver. But they are messages of the spirit, more than of the material.
Yes.
Ah, it is so nice to talk to you.
Yes, it's nice to hear you, dear.
Everyone hears in the love and blessing to you. Your mama, she sends specially for you her blessing.
Thank you. And how's my flower?
Very well.
Is she?
Very well, very happy. I'm beginning, how you say, to settle down. Huh?
Oh, I'm so
you
pleased.
Understand?
Give her my love.
And eventually I think she will come and talk with you.
I do hope so.
She's very happy.
I'm glad.
Everyone hears in the blessing, child.
Thank
goodbye.
You.
Goodbye.
God bless you.
Bye-bye, Dave.
Goodbye, Mickey.
All
thank
the best,
dear.
Girl. Keep your chin up, mate.
Oh, I've got it well up.
Bye.